Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano, and today in the studio, we have one of my favorite friends. He is a top entrepreneur. He owns four major companies, from like mortgage to loans to Driven. You know who I'm talking about, people. He is such an awesome person. He's inspired so many. I just spoke at his event, Driven, alongside some incredible rock stars. Welcome to the show, Alberto Preciado.
Thank you. Thank you. I like the way you say my name.
Yeah, I know, because it's actually Albert, but I say Alberto.
Yeah. Well, Alberto is actually my real name, but I go by Albert because everybody started calling me Albert.
Cause... How funny. I didn't even know that. Yeah. I only ever called you Alberto.
I always go by Albert Preciado.
Really? It's so funny. I say Alberto Preciado.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited to have you here. Clearly, you've been working out.
A little bit.
He's so funny.
You've been working out too.
Yes, I've been working on my body and yeah, it's been good. You know what? The truth is, whenever we talk, we have so much in common with this. Discipline goes across not just the gym, but across your whole mindset. Mm-hmm. It goes across your work, right?
Yeah.
I feel like in life, we are who we show up as. Like if you want to be lazy and you don't do things and you want to sit back and chill, it's never going to take you far.
Yeah.
And you are someone who's really come far, mm-hmm. you know? And I would love to dive into... I mean, there's so much around money today we're going to talk around, how people can invest their money, passive income, how they can protect themselves, how they can get homes, how they get, you know, so much I want to talk about. But just going on the top of it, like, how did you make so much fucking money? Like, you are wealthy. Someone out there is going, okay, you have four companies. You have a beautiful wife, beautiful family. I love your wife, my gorgeous friend, Sylvia. And like, I feel like you are somebody who, you're young. Like, you're young to have done this much.
Yeah.
Like, how did you make so much money?
Well, I mean, I don't know about a lot of money because there's, like, people that are, you know, worth hundreds of billions.
Relative, though.
But
it's relative.
But I think the main thing is the consistency for a long period of years.
Right.
Compounding. Because, you know, like, I might look younger, but I'm 42. So I've been doing it for a lot of years. And like you said, it's really important to take care of yourself, look good, work out, eat right. But most people quit when it gets hard. And most people don't think really big. So me having mentors, reading a lot of books, I always wanted to be like rich, like you're saying. I wanted to be super rich. I didn't even know wealthy was different than rich. And I didn't know there's trillion-dollar companies, there's billionaires. I just wanted to be rich and have a lot of money, and I wanted to live in Bel Air, and I wanted to have a Ferrari, like when I was a little kid, because I used to go paint homes with my dad. So what I did is I started a business, my first company, because when I was 19 years old, I got into loans, mortgages. So I wanted to make money. I got into mortgages, real estate, and I made sales, and I got better in sales. And then after like 8 years, I said, you know what? It's time for me to start my own company. So that's when I started my own mortgage company. But nobody gave me the blueprint. Nobody told me this is how you do it. I actually asked a mentor, my previous boss, he owned a company, hey, how do you do it? And he said, well, I don't recommend doing it. And he just didn't want to tell me probably.
Right.
And I just went out and did it. And I just Googled it and just made a bunch of mistakes, got into lawsuits, IRS problems. You know, you go through betrayals, you make mistakes, compliance, Department of Real Estate shows up to your office. Everything that could go wrong happened. But the difference is what I talk about, the consistency over a long period of years.
Sure.
So year one was really hard. I almost went out of business. Year two, same thing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13 years later, that mortgage company is still up and running, healthy, active, making, you know, we're doing really well. And we just did a company name change to Driven Mortgage. So we went from the mortgage guy to the mortgage guys because it's plural and it includes more people and people want to be part of something that's we. And now we're making the next big step to name all our companies Driven Mortgage. But it's taken a lot of years to get to where I am today.
Y'all are like the next virgin.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I mean, you're going to be right. We can talk about that.
Yeah. I'm going to be in the Necker Island with Richard.
Right. Bryce. Which means like you're obviously one of the proteges, which is so exciting because you have the ability to turn this into the next version. I went to school with Rich's kids, but it's so incredible to think about it. Like, you will grow an empire, and this is how it starts. Like, you know, what is Virgin? Is it an airline? Is it a gym? Is it a product? It's everything. It can't be boxed. It's like Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, and you're the same. Like, you do everything. Like, I literally have used your insurance for so many things. Like, every time I need insurance for anything, I hit you up. I'm like, bro, I need fucking liability insurance. Yeah, yeah. I got it. I need business insurance. I got it. But you guys, like, I have to say, I'm not even just saying this to promote it. I'm like, from the real, like, it's so quick how you do it.
Yeah.
Like, 24 hours later, I have this full-fledged insurance, and it's like, you're so good at it. And you guys just like do it so cost effectively. I was like, wow, I love that. So I have to say, if you guys need like insurance for anything, you guys have the hookups.
Mortgage, real estate, escrow, everything.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about mortgage. Somebody who's wanting to get off the ground, they are a younger person, perhaps in their late 20s or early 30s, whatever age, you know, they just decide they want to buy a house. What do they do?
Well, 99% of people, just being real, are not like us, right? They're not like, they don't think big.
Right.
They don't want to live in Bel Air. They don't want to look good, and they don't want to think big. 99% of the population, they're average people, you know, good people, but their dreams are to own a house. They want to get a house.
Right.
Maybe they want a pool. They want to pay it off, and they want to live happily ever after with their kids.
Right.
So that's 99% of people's dreams.
Right.
Not everybody wants to be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a trillionaire or whatever.
Right.
So 99% of the US, they're all are people that we can help, future clients. And it all starts with getting a mortgage. Because if you don't have a mortgage, nobody's gonna go and buy a house cash. You know, I'm talking about the 99%.
Right,
But there's so much business. And when you get into a business, when you get into business, you got to find a industry where there's unlimited clientele, unlimited people you can help. So you got to do your research. So for example, I did my research with mortgage, and mortgage is an industry where you have companies that are worth $30 billion, $20 billion. So there's a lot of potential right there. There's so many mortgages that are fun. Imagine all the houses, and they all of them have mortgages for the most part. So what we do is, if you're watching this and you want to get a house, but you're like, I don't make enough income, I don't have money, my credit's messed up, I can help anybody qualify. So
have you been through that?
I can get
you anything. Can help someone with shit credit buy a house?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It takes a little longer, but I can help I could help a homeless buy a house.
This is fucking nuts.
I'm kind of going a little bit. I'm kind of exaggerating a little bit, but I could technically help a mortgage.
This is insane. So somebody doesn't need a massive bank account like number to be able to buy a house these days.
No, so it's very easy. I can't go over all the details, but your credit, anything on your credit, can disappear in 4 weeks, 2 weeks, completely gone. So I'm talking about like if you have, let's say you messed up your credit. Most people think they messed up their credit or they think they have a messed up credit. And it's not even bad. They have like a few lates in the car or a few collections. Easy. So there's people that could have collections, like 10, 20 collections and have anything, bankruptcy, anything. Anything that's on your credit can come off like that. 4 weeks, 2 weeks. And then also, once you get that off, you could apply for different banks. They'll approve you. Then your credit is high. Then what you do is you get credit, and then that credit you can put it in your checking account, and then you create money. So you create like credit and money are just made up. Like there's so much money you can borrow, and just get like loans from different sources. So I can't get into all the details. Sure. There's not enough time. But yes, anybody can qualify. And then there's programs where they don't check your income.
This is wild. Okay, so let's talk about loans for a second. Somebody wants to fucking buy a car. They're like, I'm my dream. I've been manifesting a car, and talk about manifestation. Half of it is in the mindset. Don't forget that. You know, you have to believe that you're worthy of it. Yeah. You have to believe in what you want. But when, okay, you pulled up today in your beautiful yellow Ferrari, which
it matches your outfit.
And we did our little fucking walk-in video, which was so fun. How does somebody get a loan for a car? Is that something you guys can handle?
So we don't do loans for cars. We do loans for real estate, for properties.
Properties. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but for cars, you just build your credit,
yeah,
and then you're able to get a car. But that's a whole different separate thing. But cars are not that hard to get either. But the main thing is you got to make income to pay the payments, or else it's not going to last forever. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Next thing. How does somebody... What's the difference between a mortgage and a loan on real estate? Because you said there's a mortgage and loan. What's the difference?
So mortgage is a loan for real estate. So it's the only loan that I can give people is for real estate. So a mortgage is a loan to buy a property. So the property is the collateral. So the property is what they lend for. And because if you don't pay the mortgage, then they take the house back.
Right.
So usually people don't want to lend you money unless you secure it with something. So mortgages is just loans for homes.
This is fire.
I can give you a loan for other objects. Like I can't give you a loan for a purse. I can't give you a loan for a car. But a mortgage is just for real estate.
This is so educational. I'm loving this. Okay, give me your top three mindset tips on how to manifest something that you desire, a dream, a goal. What are your top three things that you would do? And I'm not talking necessarily like the physical, but it might be three things that you really believe in. Like, is it getting ahead by reading certain books? Is it what is it to you?
Number one is like you're going to have days that are bad, and you're going to have bad weeks, bad months. But like I said, it's the consistency over a period of years. So I'm pretty sure. Have you ever had a shitty day where everything goes wrong and you feel like you're just so mad? Maybe you feel like this is it. I'm gonna give up, or I hate my life, or you think that it's like a shitty day. You ever have shitty days?
Yes.
So what do you do? Do you give up, or do you keep going?
I keep going, but you know it's crazy how many days we have where we go, fuck, how am I gonna get out of this mess? Like, how am I gonna get through this shit storm? And then you always do. Wake up the next day and you get through it.
So that's what I do. Like, a lot of times I wake up and I don't feel 100%, but I have to stick to my non-negotiables. Number one is I have to have a workout every day. Every day I have to work out.
Love that for your mind and your body.
Yeah, and every day I have to eat right. I have to eat right. And then
what do you eat?
I eat the same shit every day.
I love it. So
I eat
chicken
keto,
breast.
Keto.
Yeah. Okay. So
I do drink champagne every day. You know that?
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Celebrate life.
It's keto, and I'm always celebrating. I'll have like.
I fucking love it. I like birthday cake every day because I think I'm celebrating things.
Yeah. You eat cake every day?
No, but I have many cakes in my house, and I light candles on them a lot of the time. Not every day.
One thing I've never been able to do is get you to have a drink.
I know, because I don't drink alcohol.
Yeah. Well, that's not alcohol. That's wine.
But what? So wait, wine isn't alcohol?
It's not considered like liquor.
That's fucking great.
It's wine.
So I could fucking drink it.
Jesus drank wine.
Wine is not alcohol, people.
But you know, so like the workout and eating right is one thing. Self-improvement is the second thing. You always have to look to improve. And then what's helped me the most recently, though, is you read, once you read so many books, you know, like, you want to be around, you know, you are the average of your five top friends.
Yeah.
So you want to be around like billionaires, because I've been around a lot of millionaires and multimillionaires. But then if you want to level up and you're hanging around with billionaires,
that's where it's going.
Like, it forces you to level up.
Do you know what? You are so right. And this is so true, because in the time before the Natasha Graziano was born, I wasn't hanging out with the right people. Going back 7 years, 8 years ago, I was hanging out with lowlifes, you know, people who really weren't doing much and were like sucking my energy, draining my energy. And it was only when I disconnected them that I realized that I could become the version of me I wanted to become.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't able to expand, because there's this really great anagram for it, and it looks like this. There's a bucket with crabs in it, and every time the crabs try to get out, they all climb up on top of each other, and one of them tries to escape.
Pull it down. It
can never get out the fucking bucket because all the rest of the crabs pull them back down. And I say that because you are an average of the five people. You are so right with that. Like, we will be pulled down by the people that we spend time with. Fucking ex of mine, one of them, I'm not going to say which one, one of them hangs out with lowlives. Fucking the worst people. Not people who are billionaires and multi-millionaires even. Mm-hmm. Like centi-millionaires. He hangs out with lowlives, people, and he became like them. Mm-hmm. I might have only been with this person a week. I may have been with this person longer. No one will know who I'm talking about. But I watched this person deteriorate their life. I watched this person just become like their friends. And I was like, damn, I feel so bad for you. I see girls who come to me for coaching and I'm like, pause. Tell me who you spend the most time with. Well, my sister, who is just a nightmare. Pause. Why are you with her? You don't have to be with your family. You don't have to, even though you came into this world and had no choice with your family, it doesn't mean you have to give your entire life to your sisters and brothers and parents if they don't respect your boundaries. Yeah. You know, like, I didn't grow up with, like, in the later years, having a great relationship with some of my siblings, but we came back around. So we distanced each other for a few years. And that's okay, because I built my circle with friends who love me and adore me and people who are bigger and better than me and doing so much better so that I can level up.
Yeah.
You're the same.
Same, same. So like, being very focused is also very important.
Yes.
So, like, when... What's your schedule in a day? Does it change or do you have a schedule? Like, what time you wake up and go to sleep?
Yeah, no, around the same. It stays about the same. Yeah. I wake up at like 7-ish and then I go to bed around 11. I want to make that like 9, but I can't.
So you get good sleep. I'm bad at sleeping, but because
you look amazing. For someone as bad as your face is like porcelain.
Yeah, and I'm 42, so.
No.
How do I look?
35.
Yeah, that's good.
Dang.
But I wake up at 4 in the morning every day.
What time do you go to bed?
11. It varies.
10.
10 would be a good day. But usually after 10. Yeah. But I wake up every day at 4 a.m. And I just start.
Naturally.
Very. Yeah. Yeah. 4-ish. Sometimes before 4.
And you get up.
I get up. I don't wake up. I get up. I get up and I have the same routine every single day. I do a lot of strategy and vision. I focus the mornings because the mornings, nobody bugs you. Everybody's sleeping. It's quiet and I'm able to think better. So like I'm focused on problems, not what's going right. Because, you know, you could be, oh, it's going right. The economy is good and maybe you're making more money than ever. And maybe your bank account is growing. I don't look at that. I look at the problems. So I'm like, which problem can I fix right now?
Yeah.
That's going to add another 10% in revenue.
I get it. Like solving problems in the world, which is how people build businesses.
Right.
Like you look at the problems that need solving.
Usually the problems are people. Right. And so like sometimes you gotta replace somebody that works for you. I don't hang around with family. So like, you know, like, you have family barbecues. Like I don't hang out with any family member.
I have no family.
No uncles, no aunts, no cousins, none of them. I used to in the past, but like you said, most of them are negative. They watch the news. They just want to gossip.
Right.
The only family members that I spend time with is my dad, my mom, and my brother, because I only have one brother. So just them. Other than that, like I'm focused in growing the business, helping people, getting better, becoming a better leader. I invest a lot of money in self-improvement. Like I hire the best of the
coaches.
Like for example, I hired John Maxwell, paid him like $400K just for him to help me with my leadership.
Wow.
Because when the economy got bad a few years ago, I blame myself. I'm like, well, what am I not doing right where I can become a better leader and retain more people, not have so many people quit, things like that. So I hired John Maxwell to help me become a better leader. So like a lot of those things I'm always looking to improve, but also being very focused with my time, like being very intentional with everything I do. Like I'm not going to go in the office and just stand there or walk around because it's a waste of time. I'm going to be going from important to important. So for example, we're here, we meet, we're doing this. I have another thing set up right after. and it's back to back to back to back to back because I only want to focus on MMAs, money making activities, so that when I have free time or I create free time, I have time for my kids. I have time to like call my mom. I have time to do things that I love to do.
When is your free time?
Usually like 5, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. Same vibe. Mine starts at 4 to 8.
I never do any like meetings before like 2 p.m. But
really?
So you're very important. That's why I came here. Yeah. It's early.
This is so heavy.
Because from 4 in the morning, I believe from 4 in the morning through 12, I think by 12 or 1, the day is pretty much over. Why? Because it's too late to get to accomplish things in the day. Meaning, if you start working hard 1, 2 p.m., it's probably going to be by 5 p.m. most businesses are closed. So you're not going to get a response till the next day. When you start early, you're going to get some wins or you're going to get some results that same day. So I divide my day into like three parts.
How is
so
that?
From 4 in the morning till 12 is like my first day. Then 12 to 6 is like my second day. And then from 6 till I go to sleep, it's my third day. So I try to concentrate my time and do as much as I can in the morning. But the morning part till 12, 4 a.m. till 12, it's the most important part of, I think, the day for anybody.
What time do you work out?
In the morning. So I wake up. First thing I do, drink a lot of water. I get on my laptop and I start thinking about problems, looking at charts, numbers, data. I'll study something and then I'll go to the gym like around 8:30.
Wow. Okay.
So but in the gym, I'm always on my phone working too.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No. See, people like if people don't understand our kind of world, they're like, you're always on your phone. But I don't know it any other way.
Yeah.
Like, of course, I'm always.
On I know you're always on your phone because you always answer pretty quick.
Yeah, I do. Like,
but check this out. I know one of my best friends. He's a multi-billionaire.
Right.
You know. Ask me how many times he goes to his office.
Never.
Zero. Never.
Why?
He works from his phone and his iPad all day long. And he takes naps and works from his bed in the middle of the day. And he's always working from his phone. But he has over 1,000 employees. But he's a multi-billionaire. But he works from this. So I got that from him. And I'm like, wait, why am I going to listen to all these influencer, entrepreneur, business people that have jets, cars, watches, houses, and it's all like they're just showing off. And when you really research what their real net worth is, it's not even that much. It's not even $100 or $200, $300 million, and it's good, right? It's good, but they're like showing off so much. And then there's people that don't show off anything and are worth a couple billion. And so like, I'm like, wait, who am I going to listen to? So then like my friend, he has other friends that are billionaires. So I learn a lot from him and it just makes sense. Like, why are you going to be in your office in a suit? And I dress up too. I dress up most of the time, but why are you going to be at the office in the suit from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. doing nothing, like being ineffective? Usually when you're in the office, you get a lot of people that just go and they interrupt you, they distract you. So you have
this
to make sure.
This is so true because everyone needs you. They're like tapping you. Hey, I need this. Hey, I did this. Hey, can you help me with this? Hey, can I get permission on this?
Yeah.
You are so right. So you get the most done by like looking at a calendar and defining the parts of your day of the things you want to do that are MMA, right?
100%. 100%. Like I'm always on productive mode. I don't want to waste time. Sometimes you go into a room. Think about it. You go into a room.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure you get a lot of offers. Be on my podcast. Be on my podcast. Speak at my event. Speak at my event. And if they're way below your standards, you're not going to go to those events or do those podcasts because it's a waste of time. You could be spending an hour with your kids. You could be spending an hour at the gym. You could be spending an hour talking to a billionaire. Like there's so many things you could be doing. So like I'm very, very careful on that.
How do you not fuck around scrolling on Instagram, or do you?
No, Instagram. So I post 28 times a day.
What?
Yeah, 28 times, like post, not stories. 28 times
on your
times.
Instagram on your main feed.
So, on 7 different platforms.
Oh, okay.
So I post like 4 times, 7 different platforms.
On what? driven.
I have a TikTok. I have a Facebook. Yeah, YouTube. Okay, yeah. LinkedIn. So I have a team. I have a big team. Yeah, I have four full-time videographers. I have I have a few assistants. So they post. They just record content, and they post them. They try to make them viral, and they select the cover, the music. So they're posting all the time for me. Because I don't have time to create my own content and post it myself.
And then
the question is like, no, I'm not looking at Instagram. I'm putting content so that people are looking at me. So people are reacting to me, not me to them. Because I get a lot of people that they'll criticize me or they'll say nasty comments. I just ignore it because I don't even see them.
Okay, give me some tips on selling. What's the best way to sell? Like, how do you sell ice to an Eskimo?
I mean, that's a gift
of the person
that I have and that I developed. But you just got to think about when you're a kid. Like when you're a kid, like I'll tell you this. Like Callie is my 2-year-old, and when babies want milk, what do they do? Like they don't ask you for permission. They're not patient. They're just like, mom. Like, give me that, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Callie wakes up, and she screams, pounds her chest that she wants milk. So, like, I have to get her the milk. That's what one thing I do in the morning is, like, I always make her milk. So, I give her milk. She won't stop. She'll close you. So, my point is, when you're a kid, you're born,
interesting.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you are very
demanding because you're dependent.
But you can get anything you want. You're not scared. You're very like, I'm gonna do whatever. I can fly. I'm unstoppable. That's how kids are. They want candy. They want candy now. It doesn't matter what time it is. So they get everything they want. So why is it that people change, become insecure? It's because you go through high school, middle school, you go through puberty, you get pimples, you're skinny, you have growth spurts, your voice changes, and people bully you and they punk you. That happened to me. It happens to everybody. So then when I got out of high school, I'm like, high school, I couldn't get, like, there was this girl that was super hot. Her name was Marlene. And I'm like, Marlene, if you're watching this, like, it could have been you, but it was Sylvie. But Marlene, I'm in high school and she's hot. She has nice butt, nice boobs, a little waist. She was brunette, and she was going out with like the gangster kid in school. Oy. I'm sure the gangster kid is now, I don't know, in jail.
Either in jail or
broke, whatever. And Marlene, same thing. She's probably fat. I'm not saying that. Maybe she still looks like Marlene, right? I'm just saying like maybe her life didn't end up the way she wanted it. She could have dated me, but she wouldn't even look at me because I was so insecure and I was just ugly. I felt ugly because everything was bad about how I looked. So in high school, I started working on myself. So I started getting a tan because I was so pale, weights, taking creatine, weight gainers. I had a big mole here that I used to hate because it looked like a chocolate. And I went in there and I took it out.
Wow.
I took it out. Yeah. So I just fixed everything that I didn't like about myself and I became more confident. And I started reading books on selling and then I became really good at selling. But the next part, how do you become the best salesperson? It's practice because we train a lot of people in sales right now. We have 40 salespeople that each of them dial 100 times a day. So it's 4,000 dials a day. Last month, they did $1.2 million in revenue that they collected. So 40 salespeople collected for me in the bank $1.2 million in only their fifth month since I started the sales force. So that's just $1.2 million a month extra that we added by having more salespeople. So we're going to grow the sales team to 1,000 and it's just going to blow up. And then they're getting leads selling for all the other companies as well. So there's a lot of good stuff, but they train. So sales is a skill. It's not an ability. It's a skill. So ability you're born with, right? Michael Jordan jumps from the free throw line. I mean, no matter how much you and me train, we're probably not going to jump from the free throw line and dunk it.
Right.
But he was born with that. Right. But skills, if you practice them, you will get better. Just like if you go to the club and you can't get any girls, eventually after 1,000 times you go to the club, you'll get better and you'll close a girl.
Okay, this is interesting. Okay, before we wrap for today, obviously this is the Law of Attraction Secrets. We always like to talk about that. Do you practice any rituals? Do you believe in manifestation? Do you believe in the Law of Attraction? Your whole life is a living definition of it, whether you believe it or not. But what do you, I know you're spiritual. What do you do to help yourself with self-development and to attract the things that you want?
Well, I believe in God. You know, I believe he's taking care of us. He's taking care of me because I could have died many times. And every time I think, like manifest something bad, it happens. But when I manifest or I think very big, very positive, good things happen. So like when you have a bad day, the next day you just wake up and you start saying, I'm going to make this today. I'm going to close all these deals today. I'm going to do, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. And then things happen. I'm not saying that if you don't do the work and you're just praying to get $1 million today, it's not going to happen. But you work hard and then you think very positive and you're thinking big. And things happen. If you're thinking, I'm going to get a heart attack, you're going to get a fucking heart attack. So I'm always like thinking and envisioning my future. Like since I was a little kid, I was always saying, I'm going to live in Bel Air. I'm going to have a Ferrari. 9 Ferraris later, Bel Air, we moved to Beverly Hills and then we moved to Bel Air.
I know. Now we're neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, you gotta think big, just think big. I think that's the main problem with most people. They accept being average and you gotta think bigger. Like why not start your own business? What if you fail and you're not good enough? At least you tried. But if you never try, you'll never find out. I want to be an athlete, professional. Well, then give it your all and go for it. But most people give up when it gets hard. Like, I want to get the most beautiful girl in the world. Go get her. Why would you settle for a girl that's not the most beautiful girl in the world?
Right. What does driven mean to you?
Driven means it's the definition of what you need to be to reach your dreams, to create your dreams. Like, driven is going to change a billion lives. Because if you're driven, everybody says this, like I hear Goggins, he says, you got to be driven. Like everybody's like always saying, you say it a lot. Like you need to have a drive, you need to be driven. So driven for me is what has helped me accomplish everything that I've accomplished. So you need to be driven if you want to be successful. If you're not driven, if you don't have drive, you're just going to be an average person.
So true. What's your favorite quote to wrap today?
There's so many.
One that you love that you've like read recently.
One that I always say is the way you do one thing is the way you do everything.
Wow, that is so good. Yeah. That is so true. Mine is, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Exactly. I love that one too.
King Richard. Yeah. Yo, that is so good. That movie is so good. I'm going to watch that again tonight. I feel like it's such a good movie.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've had the best time with you. I could do this all fucking day. This is so great. We'll have to have you on again where we can talk more. Guys, I'm going to put a link to Alberto Preciado's page below. It'll probably just come up as Albert Preciado. But I just say it in an interesting way. And it's right below his tag to his Instagram. And you can see driven and everything. Someone today is like, oh, they want a mortgage. Should we put the link there for them?
Just
that stuff they want to learn.
All the things, but all they got to do is really just go to Google and just put my name, Albert Preciado, and they'll find everything. Yeah, they'll find everything.
Oh my God, amazing. So the website is Google, and then his name.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Amazing.
Google me.
Business card once when I was young, and don't ask why, because really this was like ridiculous. It was before I was even famous. And I had this business card, and it was white, and I remember it, and it had Google me. And then my name on the back. And every time someone said, hey, do you have a business card? Didn't have my number, didn't have my email. It said, Google me.
Yeah, Google
me. And it actually helped my SEO.
Yeah, that's
good. It's not enough.
Yeah. Well, if nobody knows you, nobody pays you.
Wow, so true. Talking of growing your name, I literally talk about this all the time. I'm like, invest in yourself. Get a coach. Get with someone who's results-based because you want to grow your name. Like, I teach my clients how to be the number one authority in their field. If they don't know who you are, nobody gives a fuck about you. You're never going to go on OPP, other people's podcasts. You're never going to go on OPS, other people's stages. Like, we charge tens of thousands for people to sit on this show who are unknown. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have to be fucking paying if they were an Alberto, if they were a Steve Aoki, if they were, I mean, we're talking about, like, you know, big things here, big people, but you don't, if you build your name and invest in yourself, other people will invest in you.
Yeah.
True.
It was great.
So great. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So, guys, if you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure you share it with a friend. There'll be someone out there who needs to be more driven. Somebody out there who needs your love and support right now, and maybe they need to start a business. Maybe it's someone around you who you really want to bring up. Send them the episode. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank
you. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano, and I'll see you again next week.